Hey guys, and welcome back to our first All Talks podcast of the new academic school year. You're with your host, Faye and
Sophia Ann.
And Sebastian Alamon.
After the last school year, we decided to expand our team of All Talks podcasts, including Sebastian Alamon, who will do the honors of doing the introduction of our first new episode of this school year.
Yes, I'm very happy to be here. And for this first episode, we are going to be talking about a big event in our school to celebrate our 40th anniversary, Owl Day. Owl Day is a day where we will celebrate the cultures in our school. Now we're going to have an interview with the key organizer of this event, Mr. Claxon.
Right now, we are here at the podcast studio with Mr. Claxon for our interview. So starting off, Mr. Claxon, what is Owl Day specific?
What's Owl Day? So it's a very simple idea that has got so many different elements to it. So the simple idea is this. Owl stands for, the O is hour, the W is world, and the L is languages. So that's the simple part of it. So Owl Day is our world languages day. And where it gets a little bit more complicated is we're an international school, we're an international community. So we don't just have one or two world languages, we have about 40 world languages. And within the school, on a day-to-day basis, obviously, you know, we're talking in English now for the podcast. Lots of people are speaking Dutch. We're having French lessons and Spanish lessons. And so there's lots of languages that are happening as part of the day-to-day of the school. But it doesn't mean that we really get a chance to sort of shine a light and celebrate all of the diversity of languages that make up International School of Hilversum. So the idea behind Owl Day is really to sort of give a bit more of a voice to our school community. And by school community, that's students, obviously. And there's a lot that's happening on Owl Day, which is student-led, but also our parent body and our teachers and all of the staff in the school.
So are all 40 languages being represented on Owl Day, or not as many?
Well, it's a very good question. Yes and no. In that there's lots of different ways that the languages are being represented on Owl Day. So we've got a marketplace, which is going to be a huge showcase for languages. And that's, you know, a really, really great opportunity. But at the same time, in the marketplace, we're limited by space. We can't have 40 stalls in the aula. There's just not enough room. But then there's also what we're hoping is that Owl Day will spark off some more informal interactions and just you know, students talking to one another about their languages, about their culture. On the day, we're encouraging teachers to share with their classes a bit about themselves. And so we're really looking forward to sort of seeing some more spontaneous interactions where we can just talk freely, openly about our languages, about our cultures, and feel that they're all recognised, they're all valued, rather than, you know, just one moment in the year.
Yeah, because I also find it very interesting. I know many students that you could call them third culture kid students. Mm-hmm. So they have a nationality, but they also have many different cultures that they grew up in. So it's also very interesting to see what people will be identifying with which cultures for Owl Day.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really, really terrific point because, yeah, precisely that. We've got some students who are, you know, identifying with different cultures that you wouldn't necessarily see as, you know, when you look at them and you pass them in the corridor, that would maybe come as a surprise. So yeah, hopefully Owl Day will give us some surprises. But the other thing, you know, Owl Day is only one point in the year. And, you know, we have so many other opportunities really to sort of talk about our languages, talk about our cultures. You know, obviously we've had language for the month for some time now. You know, this month we're still celebrating Arabic and Farsi, which is super exciting. And then in the next week or so, we're going to be doing our language survey again. And it comes back to your point about the third culture kids, you know, that you might well be someone who's got, I don't know, a German mum and an Australian dad, and you were born in Hong Kong and you now live in the Netherlands. So what, you know, what language is yours? What culture is yours? And so with the language survey, we're trying to capture a little bit more information about what makes up that whole diverse population.
And Owl Day itself is just a very good experience to have one-on-one connections with people and really learn what this person's background is all about. Except now I'd like to talk, what was your ultimate motive in starting Owl Day? And has it been in the like works for a very long time, or is this something that's just recently?
Hi. Okay, so look, you probably know, but if you don't know, I'm a language teacher, so I teach French and Spanish. And Owl Day, the date of Owl Day, the 26th of September, is not a random date. So the 26th of September, since the year 2001, so for the last 21 years, it has been the European Day of Languages. And the European Day of Languages is something that was set up by the European Commission to celebrate the diversity of languages and cultures across Europe. So it's not the Day of European Languages. It's recognizing the fact that in the Netherlands, but also, you know, in other countries that make up Europe, we've got a huge diverse population. So since 2001, in fact, back in 2001, I was a languages teacher in a school in London. And European Day of Languages was a really great vehicle for us as languages teachers to say, look, languages are really important, because believe it or not, in England, there's not such a great culture of language learning as there is in the Netherlands. And so, you know, while we're here, we walk down the street and it's very, you know, normal that a Dutch person would speak fluent English and so on. It's not always the case in England. So we wanted a hook to really try and make language learning relevant. So that was back in 2001. And since then, so for the last 21 years, every school I've worked in, so that's London, that's Singapore, and now in Hilversum, we've celebrated something as a school community for the European Day of Languages.
Oh, sorry, may I ask, what school did you start in Singapore? Because I live there as well.
Okay, I was at Dulwich College in Singapore. So yeah, we called it the Dulwich Day of Languages, DDOL. But yeah, I mean, Owl Day, I think, is a really exciting development for me, because since 2001, it's always been very, very teacher-led. So we've asked the teachers to you know, put together workshops and activities. And this is a bit different because it's much, much more student-led.
So this is really a project that you've carried along to almost every school with you. So could you say that it's something that you really love doing as a teacher?
100%. Yeah.
I was wondering, because of course there's a lot of languages spoken in this school, but how many languages will be represented in the stands, in the aula?
So, there's so many languages that we couldn't just do it once. So we've got two sessions in the aula. We've got the at break time, there's nine stands, so nine different languages in the aula. But then there's also stands outside in the playground. So there's another few there. But then also at lunchtime, we've got nine completely different stands. In fact, no, 10 in the aula and another four outside. But then beyond that, we've also got students running stands in the primary school playground. We've got students going to the primary school and teaching lessons about languages. We've got parents coming and leading workshops. So, for example, when you walk down the main staircase, you'll see some beautiful Rangoli designs, which will have been done by students supported by a group of our parent community.
So this day is not only for secondary school, it's also for primary school.
It's everybody. Yeah, it's absolutely everybody. So primarily we've got our DP1 students are really acting as facilitators. But then also we have lots and lots of students from other grades helping out. But then, yeah, right through to PYP, we've got students right from the kindergarten all the way through the school involved in Owl Day activities.
So also one of my last questions, trust me, is what do you hope that the audiences take away from Owl Day? So is it just an experience or do you want it to be a message?
Oh, no, I think I was going to say it's the start of a dialogue, but hopefully it's dialogue that's already started. I mean, one of the things And this is coming back to Language of the Month, which I think, you know, OWL Day and Language of the Month and Mother Day, Mother Tongue Language Day, all of these things I think are inseparable because it's all part of the same conversation. So one of the most exciting things I saw before the summer break, so the Language of the Month was Mandarin. And I was walking down the corridor and there was an interaction between two students who said, oh, I didn't realize that was how you said whatever the word was. And for that conversation to have started, it meant, so for the student whose first language was Mandarin, they felt that they'd had an opportunity to showcase their language, that their culture was being recognized, that their language was being recognized. And it wasn't just some random don't talk about it. But also then we as a school community, we become more educated about one another. Hopefully we become more respectful of one another. So that's one thing. But then also, you know, that we have a voice, you know, whatever our language is at home or whatever we identify as in terms of our nationality or, you know, just our cultural identity, that we're given a voice and that we're heard.
And may I just want, all these programs are very well executed. I've never seen a school that has had that many different programs for just languages, because of course I've had international days before, but also that we have a Language of the Month program, and of course what you mentioned, Mother Tongue Day, all of those are very core, I think, to our school's cultures and identities, and I think it's very great.
That's great to hear. That's really great to hear. I mean, there's one other thing that I didn't mention, that we've actually got some guests coming on the day as well. So obviously we're part of, you know, a group of schools, the Arteskolan schools, and we've got, I think, six other schools from across Hilversum who are coming to join us on the day. So we're really, you know, coming back to the question about, you know, who's it for? We're hoping that, you know, we'll have a wider audience than just, you know, our own school community, but we can actually spread that message beyond to other schools as well.
Maybe hopefully inspire them to also initiate
Culture Day. Oh yeah, we live in hope.
So there's a lot of people coming to OWL Day, obviously, all these different schools, all these different people, parents. Are there any stalls or that you specifically look forward and would advise to other people?
I think come with an appetite. We've got some amazing, look, obviously food isn't the only thing, but I think, food is a great reflection of people's cultures and very often what people are most proud of in terms of their cultures. So we have, within our South African community, we've got students. In fact, Miss Neithling is going to be joining them as well. Obviously as South African herself, doing a South African braai. We have Brazilian sweets, homemade Brazilian sweets, and Brazilian stews. We've got some amazing French delicacies. So we've got all sorts of amazing food and treats from all around the world. But then, yeah, you know, it goes beyond that. We've got singing, we've got dancing, we've got crafts. We've got pretty much everything. So I think certainly with an appetite. But also come with a bit of curiosity, come to try and find out something that you didn't know before, and come willing to share as well. It's not a one-way journey. It's not just, oh, well, here's the stalls. We're going to tell you about languages and that's all there is to know. You know, like I said before, we really are hoping that it sort of sparks a bit of a dialogue. So please just come with your own stories to tell as well.
So to wrap it up, as I think that this has been a really great episode in informing people about truly the message, the purpose behind it, and honestly, what they should be preparing for. So don't bring a lunch that day and come with an open mind. But this episode has been truly great. Any last messages you'd like to?
No, I mean, look, we've been talking about all the cultures and we haven't even talked about your cultures.
Oh, of course.
You know, I mean, you know, it'd be super interesting. I know you want to wrap up and it'd be interesting though to know, how would you identify? What would you say your culture was? What was, you know, your language?
Well, mine is also quite complicated. I'm born 100% Dutch. So nationally, like genetically, I guess. Except up until 2 years ago, I'd never lived in Holland before. Mm-hmm. And I've moved around 5 different places. Also all on 5 different continents. So I really couldn't say specifically what my main culture would be, but definitely one of them is Holland. And I speak Dutch at home, except I rather prefer speaking English because I lived in America for 6 years.
Right.
So it's very, very mixed.
So very, very third culture kid. Yeah.
For me, well, I'm, as well as Faye, I'm fully Dutch, but I lived in Africa for the majority of my younger life, let's say. And I think from there on, English has been my primary language, and it stayed like that until now. Of course, we're in an international school. But of course, Dutch culture is a very big part of me.
Yeah.
Even though the English has taken over in such big, terms. And I think also the African culture, I love it so much, and I've grown to love it. I still do. And I think that is still a very big part of me. And it will always be a part of me, even though it's not genetically in my blood. And I think that is also one of the reasons why this day is so important, because it celebrates third culture kids.
Hey, you know what? We, in Mother Tongue, there's going to be a whole series of talks in the library. And one of those is Kiswahili. So, yeah, hopefully you get a chance to sample that. How about you?
Unlike them, I'm actually not fully Dutch. I'm German, Swedish, and Dutch. But I've just grown up with the culture of like the Netherlands, and it's like what I've celebrated as well. But at home, I speak three different languages, which we all understand. So it's more like that I resonate like the most with just Dutch culture and like the things that we celebrate. But I definitely have like some experiences, for example, with like Swedish culture, as in terms of like midsummer and
holidays
and stuff. Yeah, yeah. And then in Germany, you know, some other
Oktoberfest.
Yeah, exactly. So,
absolutely.
So it's definitely a mix of all three.
Well, it means you get double or triple Christmas as well. You get sort of Sinterklaas and then the Swedish version and the German version.
And you, Mr. Claxton, I know we all hear that you are British.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I am British, born and bred, you know, which is quite boring. The only culture I've been exposed to is, you know, as a French and Spanish teacher, I've lived in France, I've lived in Spain. As we were discussing before, I lived in Singapore, which was an eye-opener, and really, you know, it's like you were saying about the African culture. For me, I think Asian culture and the Asian dynamism has really open my eyes, and it's something that you never lose.
I think we're all very fortunate as international school children to be on a daily basis interacting with so many different cultures, and also most of us having lived abroad and being able to firsthand experience them, and it's really great that we're going to be able to be celebrating that all on one day.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for coming to be interviewed at this podcast, and
I want to thank everyone for listening in, and we're looking at an amazing lineup of podcasts for I'll Talk this year. Have a great week, and we will be with you next week.
Stay tuned.